So let's hit the intro. Because, you know, that's all I really ask for in terms of professionalism these days. Just have a proper intro, maybe a date in the file name so I know.
Yeah, sure. What's today's date?
Hello, hello, and welcome. Let me put this cardboard down so it doesn't make noises on the microphone.
I'm Ryan.
This is the Elite Crew Studios podcast for the week of, looking at my calendar, Sunday, March the 13th. Which, actually, for the 13th, I will be home for spring break.
Dang!
So by the time this goes out, I'll be home, and maybe there'll be some sort of, like, recording time paradox.
Yeah, we're gonna...
It's a thing that, like, happens, right?
We're already recording so far into the future. This is ridiculous.
I know. And, like,
things are going to happen, and we're going to seem behind the times.
I was thinking about that. So that means spring break is either going to be, like, the week of getting ahead or getting behind so that we match. I don't know. I don't care
right now. We'll spend spring break playing Steel Battalion.
Oh, my God.
So that way we'll lose a week, and then we'll be more current.
That makes sense. Podcasts, video games. I heard you were playing some Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, I played a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom.
Are you okay?
I think I need a doctor.
Okay. Tell me about that experience, because from what I've heard, it is still Marvel vs. Capcom.
It is still Marvel vs. Capcom, but either, like, for context, the last time I played Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I was a younger man. I did not, I don't know, I just have this, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, in my mind, is just a fundamentally broken game. I don't know if it actually is or isn't, but that is just the conception that I've been left with. Someone inceptioned me, and now that's what I believe.
Well, broken in what way? Because I was listening to the Giant Bombcast, and they had some words to say on it.
I bet they know a lot more about it than I do. I don't know, there's, like, actual infinite combos and shit in that game. Aren't there?
Like, I know, I don't like Marvel vs. Capcom 2, so I never looked into it. I got around that whole kerfuffle.
Like, I like it. I like Capcom, and I like fighting games a bit. And I like things with huge, enormous rosters for no reason.
It's about variety. It's the spice of life, don't you know?
Yeah. But anyway, we're talking about this one, so we can just talk about this one. I like it. I like it. Like, I don't think I understand it fully yet, because there are some characters that it's just like, well, what do I do about projectiles? I don't know. Magfuckinito, disruptor, disruptor, disruptor. He can just disrupt her all day.
Well, according to Jesse, Sentinel is, like, just straight up OP.
That's what I hear. He is very large, and a lot of his attacks have ridiculous reach. And he has very slow projectiles that just kind of hang around for a little longer than you think they do.
Okay.
And his assists, I think, are really good, so that's why a lot of... The game's, like, a week old, so I don't...
Yeah, true.
But, like, a lot of, you know, of the top players, they'll have a Sentinel in their team. But, like, whatever. For me, I've got a pretty mean Dante going on.
Ooh.
It took me a while to figure him out because the variety of his moves is just ridiculous.
Does he have, like, a trickster move and a gunslinger move? Does he,
no, it's
does,
like,
he jump up and rain down bullets? That's what's,
yes,
important here. Yes.
He's kind of cool because you can kind of, like, go immediately from some melee attacks into just gunning, much like in Devil May Cry.
Really?
So, like, you know, you can do the launcher, and then you can either, like, follow up the launcher into the air to do the air combo, or you can just shoot up at them.
Okay.
Or, like, you know, you have just your normal heavy attack, I'm going to smash you, and then that knocks them away, and you can just go from that into shooting.
Okay.
And you can also do that with some of his specials. Like, he has this one where he gets the fire sword and the wind sword, and just, like, charges across the screen like a fucking lunatic, and, you know, does a however many hit combo in there, and then you can go from that to, like, spinning around shotguns like nunchucks. It's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It seems like they tried to incorporate as many of the weapons as have been in those games into him as possible.
Which makes sense, because sometimes it's, you know, it's like a Ninja Gaiden game. Sometimes a variety of weapons is what works. Except in Ninja Gaiden, it's actually all about the Dragon Sword, and possibly the Double Dragon Sword.
So you've got, like, Agni and the other one, those two dual swords, and you've got, like, maybe it's from 4 or something, but there's this sword that he fires missiles from.
What?
And you've got, like, that derpy homing laser from 3, and the ice nunchucks,
and all
sorts of hype shit.
I played 4 not too long ago, and he does find a briefcase which turns into, like, a mobile weapons platform.
What about, like, the one that he wears on his back that makes, like, red crystals that he throws around?
Yeah, it's like a pair of wings. That one was actually kind of alright.
Yeah, that one seemed cool.
The intro, like, when you pick that up, the little cutscene that you get for it, is like a little, maraca number.
I hear he whips it out, and he thrusts from every direction.
Oh, yeah. It's very, I believe the Spanish would call it caliente.
So Dante's cool, but while I play him probably the best out of anyone that I play, I don't have to use him anymore because I've discovered my team.
What's your team?
It is the 3 mostly normal people in that game. Hagar.
Okay, Hagar.
Chris Redfield.
Chris Redfield.
And Spencer.
Spencer?
From the new Bionic Commando.
Really?
Yeah. he's kind of, you know, he almost doesn't make it, but he gets a pass because it's like, well, he's maybe just a normal person from the future. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you consider
they're all
his...
big and they're all muscly, and Hagar is just incredible because he doesn't have any projectiles, and it's really hard to advance as Hagar, but the amount of damage he does is just incredible.
I was going to say, that mustache.
And he has that mustache and those abs. He has, like, this anti-air grab thing where he just kind of, like, crouches on the ground for a while and then just springs into the air like a mighty eagle. And every time I'm just like, abs!
And then he pile drives a shark, right?
If the opponent was a shark, he would be pile driving a shark. But most of the time, he's just pile driving like Morrigan. I don't know.
I think that should have been one of his special moves. Then is he just leaps off the top of the screen,
pulls
and
out
pile,
a shark,
pile drives a shark onto the
into
opponent.
Them.
Yes.
Oh, well, apparently they want to do DLC with like new characters and new costumes and stuff. So maybe a new costume for him will bring a shark.
Because
I know they wanted to do new costumes from Dante that would include different Devil Trigger designs.
Okay.
Because that's the other thing. Dante is cool because one of his hyper combos is Devil Trigger, which, like, changes up some of your moves and just makes you more powerful and stuff.
Yeah, like
and
you
And then
do.
You do that, and then you do X Factor, which is just this thing that everyone can do. You just mash on all the buttons, and it's, like, a temporary power-up thing.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, it's Amaterasu displaying her mutant nature or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
cool when Deadpool does it because he's just like, anime power up shit, go!
Okay. I like it. How is the Amaterasu? Because I was asking Jesse about that and he was like, I don't know, dogs.
She's really cool because you can switch between the mirror, the sword, and the beads.
Ooh.
And like, the mirror is just kind of like, you know, basic bread and butter stuff. The sword has like, it's really powerful and shit.
Well, I mean, does it mirror the game where the, like, the mirror was, like, your normal, like, just combo attack, but then the sword was really about charging it up?
You can charge the sword and do, like, big attacks, and then the bead is, like, really long range, and you can just whip it forever.
The bead is a gun.
It's also a gun. I don't know how to do projectiles with the beads, because I don't play her a lot, but the beads are really good. But yeah, Chris Redden is cool because he has a lot of range attacks, having, you know, guns and stuff.
Yeah.
And also, like, area control, because he can throw down these incendiary grenades that just leave, like, little fiery pools everywhere.
Well, because it's Resident Evil 5, Chris, right?
I guess.
I mean, is he super burly?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he...
I saw a comic that somebody on DeviantArt drew, and it was the Hulk doing his pull down a meteor from space and shove it on the opponent.
Yeah.
Except he was going up against Chris Redfield, and he just punched through the
Redfield,
boulder.
Not Redden. Chris Redden is a guy who plays in the local band.
Dude, I didn't know he got an MCV.
Yeah.
Okay. They got a huge roster in that game.
Yeah, dude. Not actually that huge, but huge enough. Huge enough that they can have Hulk and Girl Hulk, and then Wolverine and Girl Wolverine.
Girl Wolverine?
Yeah, one time Wolverine got cloned as a girl.
Like M. Bison?
Yeah, like M. Bison.
Okay, that makes sense.
Except M. Bison is also in that game as MODOK.
MODOK.
MODOK is another Marvel character. I forget what his name stands for. It's an acronym, but it's like something something designed only to kill.
Mutated organism designed only
possibly
for killing? MODOK.
But he is M. Bison's head, cybernetically fused with a power chair.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He has a psionic blaster and analyze cubes.
What the hell?
He throws analyze cubes to gain the fight data. In his ending, he steals Galactus' helmet. Like, you defeat him and everything, and it's like, save the world! And then he's just like, well, really, throughout that old fight, I just had my eye on that helmet. And then you just see him flying around with Galactus' helmet.
Just being new Galactus? Galactus just 2?
Just being a psychic floating face with a helmet.
I don't... So... Like, that's sort of like the trick about this game. Because I like games where, you know, you get huge crossovers. I like Super Robot Wars. That's Noco versus Capcom's got some plans. Samurai... What was that game? Samurai Blade Masters 20XL? The... Onimusha
Blade Warriors.
Yeah, that one.
Where they decided to include, like...
Zero.
Yeah, except, like... In some cases, I don't care, because I don't really care about Marvel characters.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, people start talking about them and their ridiculous shit.
But then even then, it's like, well, you got your Marvel characters and you think they're so hot and they're in this game, but you know what? I can be Ryu and throw some fireballs at you, and that's also satisfying, because now I'm just throwing fireballs at your bullshit.
Except, like, I want to see other... Like, there are Capcom things not represented that I want to see. Like, I know it would be difficult. It would be, like, weird to do, but, like, a Monster Hunter? Like, I know there's no real, like, you know, flagship characters in Monster Hunter, but, like, you know, Mr. Monster Hunter, I don't know. Or fucking Gene from God Hand.
Dude, Gene's... Yeah. Was that... No, that was Clover, not Capcom.
Clover was a...
Subsidiary?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
They also made Okami and Beautiful Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Which were also Capcom, and also in that game.
Beautiful Joe is in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe's in there. He's really cool, because he's short.
He's super short. He's like Yoda.
Like, there's a couple characters that are short enough that, like, some projectiles and stuff just go over their heads. There's Joe and Amaterasu and Arthur from Ghouls and Goblins.
Yeah, have you played around with him? Because does his armor fall off?
It does. When he gets,
yes,
like, really low on health, his armor falls off. And he's weird because his air control is super shitty.
Hmm.
Like, you can't change directions in air because ghouls and goblins.
Oh, man.
Yeah. His ultras are really cool, though. Like, he gets, like, this golden armor and shit and just busts out, and it's really cool.
Ooh, okay. Tell me about that game, like, the part where you're playing the game, about combos, about stuff like that, because, like, it's still MVC,
Yeah, it's still about, like, doing multi-character aerial combos into hyper combos and shit. Like, there was this one game where it was me and RJ, and I was starting out with Dante, and he had, like, Amaterasu. Who does he roll with? He has Ami and two other people. I don't know. But, like, we started the round, and he just started hitting me, and I was like, okay, I need to break out of this. And then he knocked me up into the air, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to break out of this. And then, in air, he switched out to another character, and I was like, oh no, what's going on? And then he knocked me back down to the ground, and then by that point, he had gained enough gauge to do a hyper combo with all of his team. And I was just like, oh, well, I guess there goes Dante. Never mind.
Yeah. The way Giant Bomb was talking about it was they were saying that basically MVC has a high barrier to entry. Like, that game has a number of systems that are going on between, like, gauges and characters. And
yeah, like, there's a lot of characters that have just shit that they do alternate from other one. Like, it totally separate from, like, the hyper gauge and shit. Like I said, MODOK, he gets the fight data with analyzed cubes. That's not an exaggeration or anything. Like, he has a move where he yells analyze cube and throws an analyze cube, and it charges up his psychic energy. And right. Then with that psychic energy, you can do different combos and shit. And then, like, Dormammu can be like, power of the creator, power of the destroyer, derp, derp, derp. And he charges up, like, different magical spells to summon meteors and shit.
Hmm.
And, like, it's just a lot of complex shit.
And is this game, does this still have, like light to heavy punch and light to heavy kick? Or is it the
It's light, medium, heavy, and then special, with special usually being like a launcher.
Okay. Because they also mentioned that part, and that in itself is sort of like has a high. Because when you have a game like Tekken, and you know that it is like left punch, left kick, right kick, even though, you know, the way you excel at that game is you memorize all the combos of those, there's still this very, when you sit down to it and you see it's like, okay, so each one of these buttons controls one of these appendages. I can sort of quickly grok that, and just learning the combos comes with time and with practice and experimenting, or just, you know, studying the combo list. But it's when you go for that style where it's just like light, medium, heavy, something else, then it's sort of like, well, now every time I push one of these buttons, it could do something completely different.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's pretty easy to understand, like, especially when they have the set-aside special button. It's like, okay, press this when you want to put your opponent somewhere else.
I guess, but, like, ever since I first saw it, and I guess one of the first PS2 Mortal Kombat games, it was really janky, and I can't really get into it.
Well, it was a Mortal Kombat game. I mean, they're different things.
I know, but it was like, it was Mortal Kombat, and, you know, Guilty Gear and BlazBlue have it. I guess I didn't mind it as much in Guilty Gear, but I don't know.
But Guilty Gear had four buttons. But this has four buttons. One of them's just called Special.
Yeah. And
I don't know what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's very abstracted, and that makes it sort of vague and oblique if you're just approaching it. Like, it's nothing that says, like, this will make you kick, and you think, like, alright, kick, that may have a longer range, may come out a bit lower, or whatever. And it's like, no, this is an attack button. You want to know what it's going to do? You're going to have to press it. Suck it up. And you know what? I guess
that
putting
doesn't
it that
seem
way,
so bad.
It's not too bad, but now, you know, that doesn't mean it's going to do that. How many characters are in this game? How many do you want to play? It's like, alright, I guess I should get my ass kicked with every character at least 3 times, and then figure out which ones I want to study and, you know, play around with, and hopefully, eventually, I'll get good with them. Because then, you know, it's that idea of, like, you know, like, once you have to get past sort of, like, just figuring out what your combos are, what buttons are going to do when you push them, then you have to figure out, alright, now here's hyper combos, here's where attacks hit when you get really high, so, like, how many delay frames do I have on this? When is this gonna, like, knock me down or cross up or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And that's already out of the play range where I feel comfortable. So it's like, if that's what's waiting for me, then why should I put in the effort to get past this little thing? Whereas something like, you know, Soul Calibur or Tekken, I can get in and be like, alright, I get this basic level enough. As long as I have other people, like, on the same gauge, we can have an even game where we both feel like we know what's going on and we're actually making choices, rather than we're both still just experimenting with the game to learn it before we get on to actual fights.
Well, I mean, it's not like anyone I was playing with has already, like, studied the game and everything. Like, well, I guess Paul had to a certain extent because he's Paul.
You saw Paul? How's he doing?
He's mostly the same.
That makes sense. He's Paul.
Yeah. Like, it's not as... I don't think it's that... I don't think there's that much of a wall. It might just be because I was playing with people who were learning the game along with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like... It seemed really easy to get satisfying results. Like, the game presents itself in a way that it's like, you know, maybe you're not playing optimally or whatever, but, you know, things are going on that are satisfying to you. Like, I was like, okay, well, if I hold A and then jump, well, then I knock them into the air, and then I'm in the air with them, and that's really sweet. And that wasn't too hard to grok. Okay, we're going places.
I guess. That is also something which I would not have thought to do. maybe that's just me. I don't know. If it's the same game, I'm really, like, not excited at all about it. But if presented with it, I would play it for a bit.
Okay.
But now I want to go back and play Blade Warriors. Why do I want to play that all of a sudden?
I don't know. I was just talking about that game today. Paul has it.
Oh. There you go.
I think I played for, like, I mean, not contiguously, because, you know, we were swapping out and everything, but I think Marvel vs. Capcom was played for, like, 6 hours today.
Oh, Jesus.
Some of which I spent playing Valkyria Chronicles, so whatever.
Oh, man, Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, I decided to, like, go back and, like, I was like, I've been apart from it long enough that I think I'm ready to confront it again. I'm ready for anime bullshit, whatever. And then I go there and, like, that sneaky ninja scout, Melissa, is all like, hey, Hardens, hey, come here. And he's all like, "Wug! Are you trying to give me a heart attack?" And he's like, "No, I need your help. Zeri's in trouble." And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And then we get out into the field, and there's, like, a bunch of girls, and they're like, "We're Zeri's fan club. You've been, like, stealing photos that we've been taking of Zeri." And I'm like, what is going on here? I am in the depths of the anime.
Wait, I got past that point.
And then I had to fight them to save Zeri's honor so that Melissa could continue being a creepy stalker, but I want her on my team as a sniper, so now she has a better thing anyway, so whatever.
I don't... Like, this
I'm in June now.
The really weird bit about that game is I'm somebody who hates Waka Waka, and I am so much less affected by all that crap than you seem to be.
I like some of the Waka.
I'm not saying it's all bad, but just it's like I can get past, like, all of it. I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, oh, he'd like to eat a whole bunch. Where's the tanks? And then we get to the tanks, and I'm set again, and you're...
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, once you get into the game, like, the only thing reminding you that there's some bullshit going on is, like, when you pick the gunner that wants to be a pop idol, and she's all like, taking the stage!
Yeah, but and you know what? That's, like,
and then
flavor.
She cuts someone down with her machine gun, and they're like, no, he was such a good guy! I'm just like, oh, fuck.
That's all about fluff right there. It's funny, though, because I was going to go back to that game yesterday, because I was like, well, I'm bringing my PSP. I guess I should play an actual PSP game instead of just continuing to play through Cave Story.
Yeah, but... I've been playing Mother 3 and Mega Man 04.
But
I wonder if there's been a patch to Puppet Play 1.8 yet.
But instead of...
Anyway...
Valkron, which I flipped the coin because it was between Valkron and Prinny, and it came up Prinny. So I was looking at that again, and that game, as soon as I turned it on, I was like, okay, where was I? What's going on here? Okay, that's right, I'm making the ultimate dessert for what's her face, that mean bitch from every game, Etna. And
in the new one, you have to recover her panties.
God damn it. But. But then, like, I was like, all right, whatever, let's get back to the part where I'm, you know, jumping, running, what do you do in this game? And then it's all about zero air control, and I was just like, oh, now I remember why this game was hard and I had to take a break.
I thought you had good air control in that game.
No, you have the worst air control. You have a double jump, but it's like you're either going straight up or 45 degrees left or right, and you cannot change it once you're in air.
You can do, like, that that attack from the air where you kind of, like, stall and then throw all the knives down, though, right?
Yep, but if you are headed off a cliff and you stall it, you still fall off that cliff.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a fun game. It's, like, well animated. I do want to get through it. Apparently, I only have 2 levels left. It's just getting really hard.
Oh, dang.
And it's still got that... Well, I mean, because it's that one where it's only got, like, 6 or 7 levels. It's got set, like... I think it's got 7 levels, and the idea is, like, you start at the beginning of the week, and you have till the end of the week. And you can play the levels in whatever order. It's just, like, as you get towards the end of the week, the world gets darker and it gets harder. Or something. I haven't even made it through one playthrough, so I can't tell you for sure.
It gets harder to get pudding?
Well, I guess, like, more enemies, more spikes, stuff like that. People pudding. Shoot more pudding.
Pudding, 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 pudding.
Right now, he probably is. I was gonna say, what else? What is important this week? Because like the only other thing I got is I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. I was listening to the Annie Gamers podcast in hopes that I could be able to like say something or show some level of intelligence that is about right to get on that podcast.
Yeah,
since like the main host is also here at RPI, which I had no idea about.
Yeah, that's what I hear. He was taking that
he was at that panel with us.
Like, visual presentation class or something that you took last year?
Yep. And, I don't know, he did his, like, visual instructions on how to code Hello World, and I did mine about how to save Tokyo, / blow up Tokyo.
Okay.
So mine had decidedly more giant robo, but you know what? To each his own, I suppose. So yeah, like, I've been thinking about a lot of stuff. There's this other podcast... experience points run by I think it's like Bob and Henry, I forget what their names are, so I guess this is kind of a shout out to them because they do like a more enlightened discussion about games.
Oh.
Like the last couple of ones I was talking about, they were talking about like frustrations and experiences in getting stuck in video games and how like co-op experiences can hinder or accentuate that. Talking about how cursing in video games could be a crutch or could be a way to set atmosphere. Talking about, like, player advocacy in narrative-driven games.
Oh, my.
They're talking about that kind of stuff, which I like those conversations. And that's one of the podcasts where, when I listen to it, I'm, like, mad that I'm at work and I only have my iPod because I can't be like, I am sending you an email about your... 5-month-old podcast, because I disagree.
I have opinions, and you should hear them.
Yeah, but, like, it's a good podcast if you don't want to hear people just rambling. Like, as far as I can tell, they are just a couple of bloggers, but they definitely have, like, some insightful thoughts and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you cannot, like, quote them in your papers, but they're interesting to listen to, and they're enlightening if you, like, a more academic take on experiences in Vigima games.
Well, cool. They sound like good people. I'll probably check them out.
Yeah. They're up to like, they're over 100 episodes now, so that's cool.
Dang. Going
and
strong.
They have like 3 days a week blog updates, but that's...
I see that their banner image is Wanda and the Colossus.
Ooh.
So... Wanda.
Oh, so I have a weird thing to point out. So I was looking, because as our audience surely knows, you can find us on the iTunes Store.
What?
But okay, so when you go to iTunes,
are the new readers gone yet?
Listeners, viewers,
listeners.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Say Frank, he's a cool dude. He's on Twitter.
Yeah.
So when you go to the iTunes Store and you search for Olitku. You can tell I'm doing it because I speak slower when I'm typing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, we do not have feedback for them to generate an average rating for us yet. But apparently cool. there is a people who subscribe to this also subscribe to. And
uh-huh.
it was something rather strange. And I'm about to look up what it was.
People who subscribe to this also subscribe to the Savage Lovecast.
Actually, they subscribe to iPhone Sluts. So...
Wait, what?
When you look at it...
Is that like an escort service?
No, it's
that,
actually...
That routes you exclusively through iPhones?
It looks like they're actually just, like, reviewing iPhone apps. And okay. you know what? That's cool. It's just a little weird. It's strange when you come up and you see, Oli Ku, freeware game reviews, iPhone sluts. But, yeah, so...
We, of course, say slut only in the friendly, sex-positive sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's out there. That would be something to mention at the end when we do some cleanup, which, is it time for that yet? I mean, do you got anything else? Because the only other thing that I really have from this week is I've been playing more, like, Flash games just because.
I have woken up a little because I've been drinking coffee all throughout this. I don't know, I've been playing Mother 3 again. I mean, like, not as in, like, I've finished it and I'm playing again. I mean, like, I'm making another attempt to play through Mother 3.
I know that feeling.
I've gotten up to the chapter where you're the monkey. And it's distressing because I'm a monkey, except I didn't close my emulator properly last time, so I lost the save. Oh. And now I have to go through the last bit where you're in the castle with Boxer and Kuma. Boxer? Duster.
Box cars. Oh, wait, that's it. I haven't been playing Flash games. I've been reading up on MS Paint Adventures.
Oh, yeah, you've been catching up with that?
Yeah, I'm up to...
Where are you at now? Have you made it into Chapter 5 yet?
No. I'm at 3480, which is a troll just sent a map to John that smelled good.
That smelled good?
Because she's blind.
Oh, it was Terrazai. Okay.
Yeah.
Or,
I don't even know, man.
Why can't I remember her...
Because there's 12 of them.
Her thing. Grimog Zil... No, that was Kanya. No, I feel dumb for this.
Because you can't remember MS Paint Adventures?
Yeah, because I can't remember... Gallows Calibrator. Of course. Gallows Calibrator. GC. Scratch and sniff modus.
Oh, my. Yeah, like we're still at the part where now they're finally showing... Like, finally talking, engaging with the trolls rather than just suggesting that people have been trolled. So,
yeah.
And it's like, yeah, there might be 12 of them. And we're like, okay, one of them is going backwards, one of them doesn't care, one of them is going forwards with us. And that's about as far as I've gotten.
Yeah, that happens. Wait, where did you say you were up to? You said a number?
When you look at the top and it's like page, whatever, I'm at 3480.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the way I had to figure out where I was last time. Because when I was like, where was I? Because I always visit so far apart that it never like caches it. So I just looked at it and I was like, well, let's try 2000. Okay, I read this.
Oh, he just made it to Loas. Okay.
Yeah, Loas.
The land of wind and shade.
Yeah. And Rose has made it to the land of light and rain.
My favorite is the land of little cubes and tea.
Oh man, what's up with Jade's grandfather?
Being stuffed,
but being in the past, being just a badass butterfly hunter?
He hunts all sorts of things.
I expected him to go huzzah. Maybe that's because I've been playing Cave Story.
It might be because he has... Does he wear a monocle? I forget. Oh, but he also has definitely.
That mustache. Just like Hagar. Not like Hagar.
And that blunderbuss. Jade's grandfather... being stuffed is a family tradition, don't you know?
He has a scope on his blunderbuss. I just realized that.
Yeah. And he uses it for hunting butterflies.
I don't like
it. It's okay. He's really just her slime brother or whatever.
Ew.
Don't worry, you'll get there.
I'm sure. I like the whole intermission with Spade Slick, which was like Baby's first primer to timelines.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I liked it at the end when it was just like, oh, what? Okay. Sure. Whatever you say, hussy.
But are they going to get to the point where it turns out that that intermission was actually part of the timeline of where agents come from? Because I'm pretty sure it is.
That was in the future of the troll session.
Oh. Oh.
The trolls also played.
I got that much so far. The future. Well, I'm still working on that, and it is ridiculous as ever. When John made the wrinkle fucker, I kind of lost it.
Yeah. Oh god, the wrinkle fucker was so good.
Cause he's like, all right, do this. You made the wrinkle fucker. It's just like,
you
yeah!
have crafted wrinkle fucker.
So, that's, you know, that's been going on. Aside from that, I don't got nothing. I'm working on a new game now. Hat Fortress is done. I don't think
Hat Fortress is done.
At the
when can we expect a release?
Well, at the time of recording this, we have not released it yet. We've only have a total of 60 hats. But
by the time this comes out, it will have been out for 3 weeks.
No, because that means it would be going out like today. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying things.
To be fair, we have like. We have other projects to work on, so I'm sure we might get to it eventually, but for now, we're just sort of sitting on it and working on our other games. Mm-hmm.
Sit on it.
I'm super excited about our upcoming game, Virus Slayer Nitros.
What?
Okay, so, you know, Puzzle League?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like this. You're playing Puzzle League a bit. You're playing Puzzle League with a limited amount of turns.
Hold on, Nick. I just want to let you know. You might be in hot water.
Why?
I just Googled Virus Slayer just on a whim.
Yeah.
And I was brought to virusslayer.net.
Which is?
Which seems to be, I don't know, some kind of relic. Because it's... I go there and I see a poorly tiled background of a CG dragon. And I'm told that the purveyor of this website is the Virus Slayer.
Oh my.
And the Virus Slayer is a human warrior specially trained to battle viruses.
Oh, geez.
There's a bunch of text about Virus Slayers and nothing else.
Well, he is the Virus Slayer. We're talking about Virus Slayer Nitros. He's a different Virus Slayer.
I just want to say you might want to think about before you infringe on someone's intellectual property.
Might want to purchase the IP, something like that. But yeah, quick rundown of our idea so far is just you get a certain number of turns in which you swap tiles while playing a Puzzle League like game, and then when you run out of turns, every match you make gets you some action time. When you're in action time, you're running around on the board slaying viruses. Just like kind of like kind of like brawler style. In my mind, I see it like the kind of like Kingdom Hearts style, but a bit less wonky, I guess. And then every time you kill a monster,
I have no idea how Kingdom Hearts plays, so whatever.
You run around, you swing a sword, you bop stuff. It's about bopping stuff. That's what action time is about. And for every monster you bop, you get more turns to play the puzzle game. But then it's also like the action time takes place on the surface of the puzzle that you've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so every color tile represents a different ability that when the monsters step on these abilities, they start them. So like if they step on a red one, they do like an area of effect thing. If they step on a green one, they fire a homing shot.
Oh, okay.
And so...
So by doing the puzzling, you're affecting the sort of shit that you're going to be running into in the beating part.
Yes. I mean, most of it is kind of random, but it's like it's a little... Also, we're going to put in a bit where, like, the enemies are color-coded. So, like, if they're red ones, you have to go and activate red tiles while you're running around on them. And you either use them to fire a giant laser to hurt the big boss, or you wait and they carry over into the puzzle mode, at which point you can, like, match them to get some super time bonuses. It's still... We've only had, like, one meeting about it. Nothing's been programmed yet. Nothing's been arted yet. But that's... what we're going for, and if that's what we end up making in general, then I am super psyched.
I'm not entirely sure what all that stuff you just said was.
That's cool.
So, but you seem to have ideas.
I have tons of ideas. You don't even know.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that's, I guess that basically catches up on my week. Unless someone wants to talk about how I was playing Kingsguard, which is Bejeweled plus Tower Defense.
I like both of those things.
Okay, it's not really Tower Defense, it's just like there's three rows, each one has a hero in it, each hero is matched to a color, and there are other colors for archers, mages, and, like, infantry, and you send those three units in order to support each one of your heroes, because monsters go down the channels towards each of your heroes, and if they kill your heroes and your infantry and whatever, then they start destroying the walls, and when your walls are gone, you lose. Then it has a sort of level up mechanic, where between each thing you get experience, you get to equip weapons, depending on what weapons you equip, you get different, like, skills when you match four or five of a kind. It's a flash game, it's pretty good, it's on Newgrounds. King's Guard, it's a pretty good way to kill some time. I killed a bunch of time on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, so, I'm good.
Yeah, so that is some things that we have been playing, some other podcasts that seem nifty, and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that was like talking about a game that came out recently and was topical and shit. That's crazy.
I know. So that's cool. Housekeeping, little thing. All right, so let's try and get everything this time. There will be links to the things we talked about on the show notes. The show notes are available at olikustudios.net/podcast. Olikustudios.net is our home site, where there's also comics and musics and games and other stuff that we have made. You can send us feedback if you have questions, comments, or suggestions for the show. You can send that to podcast@olikustudios.net. You can also send it to us and follow us on Twitter at Oliku, or I am at MasterElcom, and he is at Airp. If you go to iTunes and you search for Oliku, you can find us on there. You can leave us feedback and reviews, and you can subscribe.
I think that's it.
Okay, so I was going to say, we don't have, like, a phone number. We're not making any appearances anytime soon. We're not thinking about hosting any tournaments anytime soon. I really want to play some Unreal tournament lately, though. Like, I'm not sure why.
I would.
Okay, so spring break. Sounds like a plan.
When was it? Was it during the Super Bowl that you were talking about doing bombing run?
Yeah, bombing run.
Like, holy shit, I would do that.
I know.
I think I should still have it around here somewhere.
Well, that's my problem, is when I swapped my hard drive, I forgot to do my fresh install for dev. So, I don't have Unreal on here. Although, it might be on my hard drive. Dun-na-na-na. But, at the very least, we should see, because Jesse got a new computer now.
Yeah.
Maybe, if he brings that and his old brick, maybe Brian could get in on it. I think that's two teams of two. Make for some interesting double domination.
Ooh, that would.
Or make for really bad double domination. I don't know.
No, I think when you have small numbers like that, it could be...
Yeah. Well, that...
Interesting.
Well, you know what? That's for a future date.
Yeah.
Mabinogi! I remembered all my passwords, so I'm going to try to play some of that either tonight or tomorrow, because I have tomorrow off.
I'd be up for some. Yeah, I'm not doing anything tomorrow either.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And then...
Okay, but whatever. We're getting into stuff that is not the show, so let's just cut off the recording.
Wait, one last one before we go. I need to get back to working on Neotokes maps, because I got really far on that.
I have ideas, and then, like, I just lost motivation, like, once you went to school and weren't also making maps.
I know.
So, shit, yeah.
Yeah, so how about... But I want to get back to that.
I'm off tomorrow. I should put aside time tomorrow to do that. Like, tomorrow's laundry day.
Oh, dude, tomorrow's
so I won't be able to leave my house, because I won't have clean pants. So I'll sequester myself inside and make maps.
This sounds like a good plan for tomorrow. I will join you if you put pants on.
But you're upstate.
I'd virtually join you. Pants are still necessary.
Why? I'm not wearing any pants right now.
Oh, good God, this recording's over!
I'm touching myself right now.